This is the dropping anchor exercise. If you imagine that we can often get caught up in an emotional storm, that waves of distress or difficult thoughts and feelings can engulf us, and at times we can feel like we're drowning. At other times it might not be so catastrophic, but we feel really caught up in an emotional storm of some kind. We can't make the storm go away. We can't undo what we've been through in life. We can't get rid of pain and discomfort altogether. But what we can do in these times is ground ourselves. We can drop a metaphorical anchor to help us stay present and to help keep us from being overwhelmed by whatever difficult thoughts and feelings show up for us. So I'm going to talk you through this exercise, which is very simple and something that you can practice and make use of whenever you need to. So just taking a moment to settle in to whatever position you're in, whether you're sitting or standing, taking a breath and just noticing and acknowledging whatever thoughts and feelings are showing up for you right now. So not trying to analyze or change them, just noticing and acknowledging. And at the same time, I want you to see if you can push your feet hard into the ground. Really push them down. Feel the ground beneath you. Feel your weight. Steady yourself. Now sit forward in your chair, straighten your back if you're already standing up. Straighten your back. Notice your body supporting you. Slowly press your fingertips together. Feel the weight of your fingers against each other. Stretch. Lift your shoulders up and move them around. Maybe stretch your arms. Move in whatever way feels comfortable. So you can notice that you have feelings and thoughts showing up, which might be really difficult. And at the same time, you can notice your body around those thoughts and feelings, containing them, holding them, and noticing that you are in control of your body. You can move it. So just noticing again what thoughts and feelings are there for you in this moment. Acknowledging them. There might be pain. There might be tension. There might be worry. And as best you can, trying to give it a name. Saying to yourself, I'm noticing anxiety, or I'm noticing frustration or anger. And again, putting your feet into the ground, feeling the ground beneath you, noticing your body, taking a breath, noticing that breath going all the way in and all the way out. So again, you're able to notice that there are painful thoughts and feelings here, uncomfortable thoughts and feelings, and there's a body all around that pain, holding it and containing it. And again, stretch your shoulders, your arms, move in any way that feels good to you, noticing that you can control your body, you can move it. So we've got these thoughts and feelings, and we've got this body. And now just noticing what you can hear around you, maybe noticing one or two sounds in the room with you or outside. Noticing anything you can smell or taste. And if your eyes are closed, opening them now, noticing three or four things that you can see around you. Noticing that you are here with your thoughts and feelings, with your body, in this space. And as you notice these things, knowing that you can choose how to respond in the next moment of your day.